on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A house has burnt down in Montclair, south of Durban. Fire crews spent several hours dousing the flames on Glen Road this morning. Although it's unclear what caused the blaze, the Etiquini Fire's Craig Peters says the blaze had spread to the roof of the house when they arrived. He says a car on the property was also alight.
Our first team deployed tracked the fire from two ends of the property. And we also got additional team coming from Kongela. We found a number of gas cylinders. A couple of them had already exploded.
Peter says no one was hurt.
So you have the house and then the lower section. So it looked like there was multiple families living there. According to the owner, everyone was evacuated. We confirmed that after we done a second research once the flames were doused.
The DA in Etiquini has filed complaints with the Human Rights Commission and the Public Protector over what it's calling the neglect of a group of flood victims evicted from a Durban hotel. The displaced families, among them children and the elderly, spent a cold night on the pavements last week after the KZN Department of Human Settlements failed to pay for their accommodation at the Bayside Hotel. They will move to another temporary accommodation in Umbilo. DA Etiquini caucus leader Thabani Mthethwa believes the city should have made sure the 170 people are taken care of while the provincial department seeks a permanent solution. The provincial department announced over the weekend that it had spent over 30 million rand to buy the Montclair Lodge in the south of Durban to house the flood victims. But Mthethwa today told reporters in Durban that it's not a well-thought-out solution.
2 or 3 months ago, the Provincial Department of Public Works donated for free 3 buildings to the municipality. We do believe that those buildings should be utilized and be renovated so that they are habitable. People are able to use those buildings as permanent accommodation if there's a need. We don't need to go and buy new buildings. The city owns hundreds of buildings that are unused. So that expenditure could be used for something else. I think it's all about priorities and proper planning from where we are sitting.
And voice actors in Mexico have protested the growing threat AI poses to their industry. They held signs in downtown Mexico City calling for better regulations to prevent voice cloning without consent. The president of the Mexican Association of Commercial Announcements says they are asking that the voice be considered a biometric so that it is protected. The rise of AI was a key issue in Hollywood's 2023 actors and writers strikes, as creatives feared studios would use the technology to replace paid content. Last year, actor Scarlett Johansson accused tech firm OpenAI of imitating her voice for one of their chatbots. The company responded by modifying the tone. The top story, a house has burnt down in Montclair, south of Durban. It took firefighters hours to douse the flames. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.